Nobody tells you what a scrum is before you attend your first Detroit Auto Show. They all wait until it's too late to back out. It's almost a kind of hazing. Here's all the warning they gave Alan Mullally, CEO of Ford Motor Company.
We're going to do the presentation, and then we're going to have a scrum. And I said, what is a scrum? And they said, well, we're all going to get into all the reporters are going to get around you. They're all going to stick their microphones in your face, and it's going to get tighter and tighter and tighter. And the most important thing is that you keep breathing.
Yeah, it does sound crazy. But try as people might to control the auto show, in the end, the show controls the people. One reporter runs over to interview an executive after the presentation. Everyone else doesn't want to miss out, and a scrum is born. Mullally wasn't the first, nor will he be the last, to ask.
Isn't there a better way to do this? And they said, no, everybody really likes to do it this way.
Well, actually, that's not true. Almost everybody finds scrums unpleasant. And then there's Sharon Carty.
I hate them. I started just like with a dislike of them, and then it has grown into a fiery, passionate hate.
Carty is a veteran auto reporter who's now executive editor of AOL Autos. Imagine hating being smushed up against the bodies of dozens of fellow reporters, trying to take notes while some guy's elbow keeps hitting you in the shoulder blade. Yeah, I've been there.
When I'm in these scrums, I sweat and I shake. It brings out some sort of primal anxiety in me, and I sweat and I shake.
Oh, been there too. Carty's scrum hate is so well known that photographer friends take pictures of her in scrums looking miserable, which she then posts on Facebook. But her biggest gripe about scrums is they're not really journalism. They're just to cover your back.
In case the executive said something that maybe was newsworthy. In case maybe. And they never do.
So Carty has what I think is the best scrum story I've heard. But let's hear about Dan Ackerson's first scrum.
That's when someone hit me with a camera in the face.
Ackerson is CEO of General Motors.
I was sitting next to Senator Levin, and I saw all these reporters. And I said, boy, this is going to be tough for you. And he says, no, they're here to talk to you. You felt like you were a lone fish, and there were a lot of sharks in the water. I mean, everybody just closed on you.
And that's when he got hit in the face with a camera lens, hard enough to make him think he might have a black eye the next day. And guess what? It can get worse. Like Sharon Carty's worst scrum ever. The reporters were all packed in like sardines, pressing in, kind of like starving seagulls all going after the same crumb.
And the man behind me started to ask a question, and I turned my head slightly to the left, and the guy was one of these spitters.
Oh, no. I really hope this doesn't go where I think it's going.
You know, like just a lot of phlegm coming out of his mouth as he was talking, and it all shot right into my ear. It was just horrifying. Just horrible.
Now, I don't want to leave this on a down note. Carty and I had a long talk about scrums, and she finally admitted there is some good to them. You can ask just about anything, and whatever answer you do get, it's better than a canned speech or a press release.
So, yes, it's true. Now you've talked me into it. I'm going to go do a scrum right now. Just for the fun of it.
I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.